Aaron Rouse. We released Aaron, an opportunity to speak with Aaron yesterday. Just really a number of different factors always go into these type of decisions. I thought Aaron was on the positive side, was a very good representative of the Packers, worked hard, was a young man we developed and drafted. In our conversation with him, I just felt that his ability to be consistent and the growth part of it is one of the reasons why we made the change. But there's other factors involved based on availability and without getting into all that. I mean, that's really the landscape of personnel in the National Football League, timing and things like that, special teams. So that was part of our decision. Jason, I don't really think it's as clean as you just stated. I know there's a lot more elements involved. This was not about Aaron Rouse versus Anthony Smith, Derek Martin. There's a number of different factors that go into that. Timing is also part of those things. This was not we choose one guy over another and now we're going back on that. That would not be accurate, whether that's your opinion or not. I'm just telling you what the facts are. So. Things do happen where we were a couple weeks ago, and a number of new elements that enter into this discussion. Part of the people that we worked out on, I guess it would have been Tuesday. So Tuesday was Monday. Monday or two, I'm not sure what day exactly we worked those guys out. But that's just the way our personnel department has always operated. So there's some moving targets that you're always looking at in the personnel side of this, and once again, I think timing was also a big part of this decision. Well, it's a real challenge for our assistant coaches, no doubt. Dom Capers, Darren Perry, and I talked about this extensively over the last couple of days. So, I mean, obviously, a lot of thought goes into these types of decisions. But we're confident that we'll have our players ready to go for Sunday in St. Louis. Well, you never want to go just off of just one performance. I mean, these decisions are made with a lot of information. Well, I think Nick Collins is going to do everything he can to play. He was limited today, Jeff. I mean, as far as the actual official category that he fell into, but he was out there today. So I anticipate Nick that will play, but the week will answer that question. We've had three Wednesday practices, and this isn't a convenient answer. This was clearly our best Wednesday practice walking off the field. Now, the film will answer that question clearly, but I thought that really, since we made the corrections on Monday, had the opportunity to thoroughly go through it, the meetings this morning and really moving on to our next opponent and frankly, focusing on ourselves. I mean, we're the issue. Our problems are self-generated, and that's our mindset. Aaron has a bruised hand. He practiced today full participation. He just had it in the club. I hope so. The practice will answer that. I mean, I need to watch him live for 3 days and make sure he responds every day. I'm as excited as he is to see him get out there and play, but he needs to be ready to go. So we'll see how he does this week. Aaron, Aaron's probably a little bit like our offense as a whole. I mean, it's a little, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. I mean, I think he's been put in some tough situations. He's been hit. I think he's missed a couple of throws. He's probably missed some decisions he wished to come back. But I think as far as being the leader of the offense and keeping the huddle and everything and keep playing and keep competing, I think he's done a very good job. But, you know, at the end of the day, production is the most important part of it. I think we need to help him more. And number one is, you know, winning more on first and second down and creating better third down situations for him to be competitive in. I mean, our biggest problem on offense is the down distances we've been playing in, generated by the negative plays that we've had. I would think so. He's very coachable, very critical of himself. You know, there's a lot of time spent. He's invested a lot into this offense. He knows it better than anybody in the building. So, I'm pleased with his preparation part of it. And, you know, he's graded just like everybody else on our football team. You know, every snap from a technical standpoint, from a fundamental standpoint, from a decision. So, I think he'll always work to improve. He's got that type of mindset. I think it gives you, you know, flexibility, the ability to play both free and strong safety just based on his past. I was impressed with his resume and special teams. He runs better than I thought he would when we brought him in here on his workout. So had two interceptions today, so he's off to a good start. But, just a lot of positive feedback based on his experience in Indianapolis. I wouldn't say he's limited, but I think any time you're trying to get someone ready to play, especially when they arrive after training camp, it's probably smarter to maximize them one area over the other. But he has a lot of carryover, you know, just from an actual concept, scheme concept of recognizing different things because of his experience in Baltimore. It's more of a new language to him. And he's very bright. He's jumped in there. He's been productive on special teams. I've been very pleased with his production on special teams and, you know, with his opportunity on defense. I look for him to take full advantage of it. I'd like to let the week answer that question. So, we got a couple different combinations that we're going to work. Chad's going to be a couple weeks. I would say he definitely won't be available this week and next week. So that's something we probably need to visit after the bye. Well, he's getting all the reps at left tackle, so I mean, I don't think we need to adjust the practice schedule. Anytime we prepare for a game, there's always the group activity, the team activity, and we do post practice drills and post practice meetings and things like that. And that's where really the individual work that's needed from an extra standpoint. That's when that occurs. Well, we'll talk about Lang is probably potentially the tackle back of all Sobrino, working at the tackle position. So Dietrich, the ability to work inside. So that's how we're repping those guys. Well, it's injuries. I'm not trying to be callous here. You know, I do care when our players get hurt, but it is part of the game. You try to plan on things going one way, but you know that's all part about being proactive with your adjustments. I mean, injuries happen, so we need to adjust, and this is the way we're going. Well, we're definitely going to be challenged this week by the Rams with Steven Jackson. He's a big back, dynamic back. We're definitely going into that game with that in mind. But, frankly, I can stand up here every Wednesday and talk about run defense because that's always the starting point of whoever you play. You always want to try to make the offense one-dimensional. They will try to run the football. We are definitely planning to take the run away from them. you know, our problems that we encounter in Cincinnati are things that we didn't do a very good job of, as far as the adjustments to some of the formations that they had. You know, once Nick Collins was injured, you know, we were not coordinated the way we needed to be. We've learned from that experience, and we'll definitely apply it to our work this week for St. Louis. Well, just left the receiver group. I mean, it's not like it's a group that does not work at it. They have tremendous work ethic. You watch his practice, it's no different in regular season as in training camp. We got more support people here than any place I've ever worked. There's balls being thrown in every drill. So the point I'm making is the training's there. They have good hands. We need to catch the ball. So are they doing more jugs, more work? I think that's human nature. Yes, they'll work at it, but I have full confidence in our perimeter group that will do a better job catching a football. I can't answer that right now. I mean, I think the week of work will answer that. Knowing Aaron, I would suspect no, but I mean, that's something we could. I don't know. He practiced today. I'll be curious to see how he feels tomorrow. So. We'll have to see. That's really a question probably better for Corey to answer. It's unfortunate. But we know Corey. He's one of our key members of special teams. I looked at him as one of the leaders there. And he'll bounce back physically, ready to go this week.
What did you see in coverage units working on this week to handle?
I'm sorry?
Special teams coverage units.
Okay.
To make it more effective. What did you see this week or in film? What are you looking to improve on that?
Well, I thought our kickoff coverage was fine. The first 2 weeks I did a punt coverage. Frankly, was more on a punter. I mean, the low punt down the middle of the field. I mean, that's not the design of what we're trying to do. So, Sean did some more fundamental work in the coverage unit as far as the lane discipline. You know, playing with leverage to the football. So, I think he does a very good job. We're getting more time with the individual work and special teams we have in the past, and it needs to pay off. Oh, they're going to rise to the challenge, and they need to, and we all do, starting with me. We're going down there to play football the way we're supposed to play football. Hey, we didn't play very good last week, and that's last week. We're 1-1, and we're excited about this opportunity in St. Louis. So we're going to line up and play just the way we did every day. Nothing's going to change. We're not changing any plays, any practice schedules, any linemen, any safeties. Okay, so we're going down to St. Louis to win a game, and we're going to play our type of football. That's our approach.